All right, guys, it's 1 o'clock in the capital city. You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia, the official emergency broadcast outlet for the city of Richmond, and your home for Mother's Milk, 2 hours of songs about booze. Tonight, we got the last episode for the year of Rum Doings coming up around 1:15, but until then, we have an hour or so of dead guys who died recently and did songs about booze. So, good times. Up first, since Scott is still in the building, we're going to go ahead and play some Neil Young, because everyone knows the Haberdasher, unfortunately, likes Neil Young and Christmas music. This is This Old Guitar off of Prairie Wind. The guy who died is named Ben Keith. He played, I think, steel guitar and slide guitar, maybe? One or both of those. For like 40 years for the dude. And he kicked the bucket in July of this year. And here's a song from a record that he played on. This old guitar.
and nobody, 'cause you're on the phone. Don't you feel like a cry? Don't you feel like crying? For here I am, honey, come on. Walk with me. Oh, oh yeah. And you're waiting for a voice to come in the night, but there's no one. Don't you feel like I cry?
Snow, I'm drunk and dirty, don't you know? And I'm still, oh, I'm still walking out on the road late at night. I see my pretty Alice in every headlight. Alice. I've been from Tucson to Tucumcari, to Hatchby to Tonopah, driven every kind of rig that's ever been made. Driven the back road so I won't get weighed. And if you give me weed, whites, and wine, then you show me a sign, I'll be willing to be moving. Now, smuggled some smokes from folks in Mexico, baked by the sun almost every time I go to Mexico. And I'm willing. And I've been kicked by the wind, robbed by the sleet, had my head stoved in, but I'm still on my feet and I'm willing. Oh, I'm willing. And I've been from Tucson to Tucumcari, to Hatchby to Tonopah, driven every kind of rig that's ever been made. Driven the backwards so I won't get weighed. And if you give me weed, whites, and wine, and then you show me a sign, I'll be willing to be moving.
Thank you. kicked off a new one, and the stockings ran up seam crooked Sam. Bandana frock stuffed with smoke, and ears out flopped like bowling pins. Hog troughs hocked and wallered in cool mud bins. In patent leather hooves split in twos, rooms for rent down to bins. Frenza danced in a frenzy, choked a juke bird with froth glass ferns, and turpentine urns her sawdust daily keep. And whiskey creeps down her naked front, in red leatherette, peen buttons set where her fanny sweat raised her wrist to fan, and a mouse coughed cotton through a screen door cracked sand. Rooms rent only to friends, Hat Rack Hotel, architecture tincture of red archies, pinched the southern bell and splayed his cracked nail hand, gray fedora, snappy band, and the camel walls yellow like damp dead chickens beat down the hardwood floor. And the music, oh the music, Heart Man blew his best lung white shirt, his feet worked like a monkey out the door. Endora robbed a baby through a dark bebop. Licorice lenses fogged in hot sorrow through the floorboards at the general store. Your food still in the hot hand oven. Apple pie cooked through seed brew stemmy. Sticky in the window of mama frame broke. Rope bell dingling. Children, I won't call you once more.
Drunk Dead Guys. That was Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band. Captain Beefheart being the guy to die from that band this year. The name of the song was Seam Crooked Sam. Before that, you heard Little Feet doing Willin'. The guy to die from that was Richie Hayward, who I think was the drummer. He died in August. Before that, you heard Solomon Burke. Solomon Burke being the one from Solomon Burke that died. Pretty obvious there. I'd call it a dead giveaway. Sorry. The song was called Cry to Me. And we started out with Neil Young doing this old guitar. And the person who died from Neil Young's crew of dudes was... Oh, man, I just said it a minute ago. Ken something? Ben Keith. There we go. Up next, here's some Barclay James Harvest. This is called Sip of Wine. And Wooly Wolstenholm of Barclay James Harvest died this month on the 13th. Hooray for the dead guys.
Take it by my way. My name's Rachel, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
I'll start drinking in middle school, and I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
Me plan seat, no have no tears. scars, a few hundred up here. I may have money all through the year.
I rumors them spreading.
Babes that I send see me planting. But I'm a naughty Danny, naughty juggling. A few rumors of one. Rumors of one. Rumors and rumors and rumors and rumors. Oh, now, a propaganda.
Smoke and Mirrors, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. Bewitched, the sitcom of the 1960s and 70s, revolved around a modern-day witch, Samantha, who could summon any power with the twitch of her nose. For its day, the show had more than its share of closeted actors. Paul Lind, who played Samantha's affected, practical joking Uncle Arthur, displayed homophobia in real life for cover. Agnes Moorehead, who played Samantha's diva of a mother, Endora, was widely assumed to be a lesbian. In true fashion, Paul Lind called her one of the all-time Hollywood dykes. Dick Sargent, who played Darren No. 2, came out in 1994 with support from Samantha portrayer Elizabeth Montgomery. In fact, that same year, they were grand marshals for the Los Angeles Gay Pride Parade. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns and recorded in the studios at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Dustin Richardson.
Tell me, where did the years go? Summer used to move so damn slowly. It was like an eternity. Coming out of the silence, mission bells in the distance, are they ringing for you and me? No, it's your restless heart beating double time as you drown your pain in wine. Try to make it through one day as you dream about someday. Maybe then it'll be tonight. I remember the first time you consented to be mine. All around us the lightning played. I can still hear the thunder, and the feeling was so wonderful and so frightening, babe. But you closed your heart and you closed your mind and you drowned your pain in wine. Try to make it through one day as you dream about some. Someday, maybe then it'll be all right. But you're dressing in blue tonight. Hey!
Hey guys, still doing all right? Man, we killed most of this hour. Had a lot of stuff to try and cram in, and I still have more. I don't think I'm going to be able to get to it all, but it's okay. I think I might be doing Dead Guys of 2010 Part 2 next week. We'll see. Just to let you know what all you just heard, you heard a lot of stuff. We started out a long time ago with Barclay James Harvest doing Sip of My Wine, just Sip of Wine, I think. I must have typed that wrong. I swear it's just called Sip of Wine. The guy in Barclay James Harvest who died was named Willie Wolstenholme, which is an awesome name. Then you heard from Big Star. Two guys from Big Star died this year, Alex Chilton and Andy Hummel. I'm kind of far away from the computer screen, and I need new glasses, so that's not helping. But anyways, you heard Oh My Soul by Big Star. Then you heard Chairman of the Board with Pay to the Piper. The guy in that band who died was actually semi-local. He's from Norfolk. And his name was General Johnson, which is an awesome name, too. Then you heard Gregory Isaacs doing Rumors. He died in October of this year. And Parliament Funkadelic with Moonshine Heather off their first... I don't think it's actually their first record, but it's their first like major label record slash like record that got any distribution. And the guy who died from Parliament Funkadelic as a whole, his name was Gary Scheider. Okay. Doesn't say Strider. We're good. Yeah, Gary Scheider. And technically, he's not credited on the album that that's from, but he is on tracks that were released later from those recording sessions, so I figure there's an even chance that he was somewhere in that mix. Even if he wasn't, the song was called Moonshine Heather, and I'm sure that he was down with it because he was there hanging out and recording and stuff while that album was getting done. Hopefully he won't be offended. Doug Feger of The Knack died this year, so you heard The Knack after Parliament with In Blue Tonight from the 2003 re-release of their album Zoom. It's called Rezoom, appropriately enough. And that last track, was by April Wine. It was called Highway Hard Run. And Jim Clinch of April Wine, as well as Bachman Turner Overdrive and Brian Adams' very first record, died in November of this year, on the 3rd of November. Up next, we're going to try and cram a couple that don't really fit anywhere else into the end of this hour here. They're at least semi-electronic-y ones. One would be hip-hop, and the other one is pure awesomeness. So, well, you might think that they're both pure awesomeness. I don't particularly care for this next track you're about to hear. You're about to hear Summer Girls by LFO, because Rich Cronin of LFO died in September of this year. And after that, you're going to hear some Coil, because Coil is awesome. I hope you like Coil. I do. Anyways, without adoing any further, here is LFO with Summer Girls.
Yeah. I like it when the girls stop by in the summer. Do you remember? Do you remember when we met that summer? Kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick, and I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer, for the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I'd take her if I had one wish. But she's been gone since that summer, since that summer. Hip-hop mama, they spick and span. Met you one summer and it all began. You're the best girl that I ever did see. The great Larry Bird, jersey 33. Take a sip, you buzz like a hornet. Billy Shakespeare wrote a whole bunch of sonnets. Call me Willie Whistle cause I can't speak, baby. Something in your eyes went and drove me crazy. Now I can't forget you and it makes me mad. Left one day and never came back. Stayed all summer then went back home. Macaulay Culkin wasn't home alone. Fell deep in love but now we ain't speaking. Michael J. Fox was Alex P. Keaton. When I met you I said my name is Rich. You look like a girl from Abercrombie and Fitch. Kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick, and I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer, for the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I'd take her if I had one wish. But she's been gone since that summer, since that summer. Cherry pants, cold crush, rock stud boogie. Used to hate school, so I had to play hooky. Always been hip to the b-boy style. Known to act wild and make a girl smile. Love New Edition and a Candy Girl. Remind me of you because you rock my world. You come from Georgia where the peaches grow. They drink lemonade and speak real slow. You love hip-hop and rock and roll. Dad took off when you were 4 years old. There was a good man named Paul Revere. I feel much better, baby, when you're near. You love Fun Dip and Cherry Coke. I like the way you laugh when I tell a joke. When I met you, I said my name is Rich. You look like a girl from Abercrombie and Fitch. New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick, and I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer, for the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I'd take her if I had one wish. She's been gone since that summer, since that summer. In the summertime, girls got it going on. Shake and wiggle to a hip-hop song. Summertime girls are the kind I like. I steal your honey like I stole your bike. Boogaloo shrimp and pogo sticks. My mind takes me back there oh so quick. Let you off the hook like my man Mr. Limpin. Think about that summer and I bug cause I miss it. Like the color purple macaroni and cheese. Ruby red slippers in a bunch of trees. Call you up but what's the use? I like Kevin Bacon but I hate Footloose. Came in the door, I said it before. Think I'm over you but I'm really not.
not sure. When I met you, I said my name is Rich. You look like a girl from Abercrombie and Fitch. New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. For the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I'd take her if I had one wish. But she's been gone since that summer. Since that summer. In the summer girls come in, summer girls go. Summer worthwhile and summer so-so. Summer girls come in, summer girls go. Summer worthwhile and summer so-so. Summertime girls got it going on. Shaking wiggle to a hip-hop song. Summertime girls are the kind I like. I steal your honey like I stole your bike. New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food seems to be sick. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. For the summertime. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I'd take her if I had one wish. But she's been gone since that summer. Since that summer.
Thou art sick. All the vision of the void. The blood sickle cuts the honey. Suck. Oh, thou art sick.
So that was Coil. I hope that you dug it. I am sad about the death related to that song. Peter Christopherson died this year. When did he die? Let's see. Oh, come on. Don't mind me. I'm just rambling on the radio. He died in November, the 25th of November. He wasn't just in Coil. He was in Throbbing Gristle and a ton of other stuff. A bajillion side projects, I think. But that was Love's Secret Domain by the Coil album of the same name. Before that, you heard LFO, which was... I don't know. I'd hate to suggest that the world is better off without some people making music. At least, if not breathing. So I won't. But if I did make that sort of suggestion on a regular basis, I think that might be an opportunity for me to make that suggestion. Rich Cronin of LFO died in September. And that song was called Summer Girls. You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia. The city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. This is Mother's Milk. I have about an hour left for you, but only about 10 minutes left of music for you. Because this being the last show of the month, I'm playing Rum Doings. And this will be the last Rum Doings for the year. Hod's gonna get all upset and call me and be all like, "No, no, you're gonna play all them people talking." But I am gonna do it anyways, Hobbs, because it's a tradition, and I don't fight traditions, even when I make them up. And I like Rum Doings a lot, and I hope that you guys will stick around for a few minutes and give it a chance, because it's kind of fun. And that said, I'm almost definitely gonna do a Dead Guy show next week, because I didn't get to play even the stuff I brought for tonight, much less the stuff I didn't get around to finding for tonight. So yeah, I'm gonna play a little bit of metal here for the next few minutes, and then we're gonna start Rum Doings in about 10 minutes from now. First off, how can you mention metal without mentioning the fact that Ronnie James Dio died this year? Sad face. This is a song called Trashed off of his, I think, third record with Sabbath. And check it out.
Lady, son of the river, watch me climb into my... My name's Tyler, and in 9 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, just at parties. But my parents won't start talking to me about it till high school.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
Thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
Throw it all away.
So that was Bwomp by Mushroom Head, because one of Mushroom Head died this year. It was John Secula, who died in October. And before that, you heard me mess up. I'm going to make a big apology to Dio. I don't think he was on that Black Sabbath track that I played. Apparently, he wasn't on that record. They had a different vocalist. I thought it sounded funny, so I looked it up on allmusic.com, and I think I screwed up. So next week, I'll have a Dio song that's definitely by Dio. But for now, it's time for Rum Doings. So, I certainly hope you will dig it. And stay tuned.